This is the Podcast Replay. This Podcast Replay is brought to you by the finest racks in the business. Pallet Rack City. 305-424-8547. That's 305-424-8547. Pallet Rack City in Hialeah. It's the company you need when you want your warehouse sporting the finest racks in the business. After all, who doesn't love a great rack?
Oh, if we take Tua's first 13 starts and compare them to elite QBs, Tua has more yards and TDs and less interceptions than Brady, Breeze, and Stafford. Also, a higher QBR than Murray, Brady, Luck, Breeze, Stafford. Dougie Fresh, why are you giving me, like, logic and stats that make sense? And we have an overreacting crowd now to Tua. We have a group of people that are closed-minded, and they're convinced, and they're arm queens or size queens, and he's not 6'5", and he doesn't have a cannon, so that means he can't play in the NFL. When many quarterbacks that look just like him, named Fran Tarkenton, named Drew Brees, named Bob Greasy, have succeeded in this league. You know what I mean? But you can't tell people that because they don't believe it. And I get it. Russell Wilson and Kyler Murray are small guys too, like Tua, but they are freak athletes. So it's a different, but I can compare Tua to Greasy. I can compare Tua to Breeze. I can compare Tua to Fran Tarkenton. I can compare him to those kind of quarterbacks. And I watch them in the NFL succeed. And they did. And I can compare him to Joe Montana. He's actually more athletic than Joe Montana. And Joe Montana has 4 championships. You know what I mean? I can compare him to Steve Young. Steve Young didn't have a gun either. Good athlete, can move around. Now, he's obviously a little bigger than Tua, so that's the difference there. But arm strength, athleticism, almost about the same, you know? It's people have convinced themselves of this idea and that they all have to look like, you know, Justin Herbert. And you can either succeed or fail on both extremes. We've seen shorter quarterbacks that have failed. We've seen shorter quarterbacks that have succeeded. We've seen guys that don't have, you know, monster arms succeed. We've seen guys that don't have monster arms fail. And we've seen big-ass quarterbacks succeed and fail. Big-ass arms succeed and fail. I'm watching Jameis Winston last night. It's like, and, you know, they're extrapolating his stats. Oh, he could end up with 40 and 10 and this and that. And I'm watching him play, and it's just never there. It's just not there. You know, what I watched from Tua this past Sunday, even with the 2 interceptions, was way more impressive than what I saw from Jameis Winston last night. I saw 2 coaches that coach scared because of their quarterbacks. And on this team, you're not coaching scared because of the quarterbacks. You're coaching scared because of the offensive line, because you have no running game, because you have unreliable receivers. But it's all about narratives, right? We've talked about this many times on the show, and we've got plenty of people that have made up these narratives of what they are. That's it. That's all it is. So there you go, Dougie Fresh. That's your answer.